reported on this story last week. Starting on July 31st in Bellingham, businesses will no longer be allowed to offer plastic utensils, plates, or cups for in-person dining. Instead, they're going to be asked to offer reusable or compostable options. And joining us to explain how this will work for Bellingham businesses in the very near future is the Towards Zero Waste Program Manager from Sustainable Connections right here in Bellingham. Jenna Dean joins us. Jenna, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So the city's single-use plastic ban doesn't necessarily impact food businesses, right? It goes beyond that when this ordinance takes effect at the end of July.
So it impacts food service, retail, and lodging businesses. Okay. For food service businesses, it requires that all to-go food be served with compostable serviceware. And on-site dining must use durable serviceware. It's a little bit different than you just said. It actually needs to be something that can get washed with a dishwasher, not necessarily compostable. If a business is unable to have a dishwasher, they can apply for a one-year waiver and then use compostable serviceware. But they're really pushing on-site dining to be with durable, so stuff you can wash time and time again, serviceware.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm. And then for lodging establishments, it restricts the use of single-use plastic bottles for personal care products like soap, lotion, shampoo, you know, those little toiletry-sized bottles. So they're really encouraging lodging establishments to move towards refillable dispensers. But these small bottles can still be offered by request for people with disabilities. And then for retail establishments like grocery stores, it impacts any sort of food service that they have at that store, and then they need to follow the same rules as other food service businesses. So if the grocery store has on-site dining available, then they need to use durables, or to-go would need to be with compostables.
Gotcha. All right. That definitely clarifies a few things, because I did have a lot of questions about the ordinance in general. But I had you on today because you work with Sustainable Connections, and your organization is looking to help businesses sort of transition through this change. And there's an opportunity for folks to do that tomorrow, correct?
Right. Absolutely. So the city has contracted with us to provide outreach and technical assistance. And tomorrow we have a virtual Q&A session that we're hosting on Zoom. You'll be with me if you sign on, and you can register for this event by visiting sustainableconnections.org/single-use-plastics. And you can come on for 5 minutes anytime between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow. You don't need to come for the whole thing, but just pop in, ask your question, I'll help you out, and then you can sign right off. So easy there.
That is pretty easy. Yeah, and we'll have a link to that on our website as well so that people can sign up through there. And just curious about the mission of Sustainable Connections. You've been a Bellingham organization for the past 20 years. And other than this assistance that you're giving to businesses in terms of this particular ordinance, what other services do you provide for the community here in Whatcom County?
Yeah, great question. So we're really proud to have reached the 20-year mark this year. We have 5 program areas, of course, Towards Zero Waste, which is doing the single-use plastic support. We also provide waste assessments for local businesses. You know, usually when businesses reduce waste, they're saving money, so it's a total win-win. We do event support, and we also run the food recovery program, which takes edible but unsellable food to local relief agencies. And then the other program areas are Think Local First, food and farming, housing and smart growth, and energy and green building. And all of these programs support the goal of creating a thriving community through innovative ideas, collaboration, and action. And of course, you can learn more by going to our website, sustainableconnections.org.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Like I said, Jenna, we'll have a link to all of this on our website if folks have any questions. How can they reach out to you?
They can email me at towardzerowaste@sustainableconnections.org, and I'd be happy to help them out. Also, there's a contact form on our single-use plastics website, so sustainableconnections.org/single-use-plastics. There's a contact form, and you can also ask any questions regarding single-use plastics there, and I'll be getting back to you.
Fantastic. Speaking with Jenna Dean, she is the program manager of the Toward Zero Waste program through Sustainable Connections. Jenna, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best of luck with your Q&A session tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.